And here on KBRB Ainsworth, Nebraska, as we continue on our winter sports preseason interviews, today we are with head coach Troy Graff from the North Central Knights boys basketball team. And coach, heading into this year, might have some higher expectations. You return a lot of players from last year's team.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. I am excited for this season. We do have a lot of returning experience with you know, the three seniors that played a lot of minutes last year, Dolan Pospichel, Ryan Painter, and Troy Reynolds. And then we have a couple juniors that played quite a few minutes last year as well, and Raiden Norton and Carson Anderson.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Dolan, a really good quick point guard for you. He was able to kind of get your offense where it needed to be last year.
Yeah, being a three-year starter this year, he kind of understands what I'm asking him to do. And he's good at facilitating, you know. He's he can drive on about anybody, and he's good at finding the open guy and kicking out for the open three.
And then you bring in Ryan Painter, who's been kind of a sharpshooter for you guys at times, made a pretty good play towards last year. I remember in that Neely-Oakdale game and, you know, in the districts and things like that, just a real headsy basketball player.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we don't have much size this year, so we're going to kind of spread the floor, and we hope to get him some open shots, and then we'll utilize him in the paint once in a while. He's got a little bit of size to him. He's got some muscle to him, so we'll try to utilize him as best we can.
And then Troy Reynolds, he's just basically an athlete out there for you, a quick guy. He can move quick with the basketball. It just he brings you some athleticism.
Yeah. Obviously, he's our best defender. He'll be matched up against probably the better offensive player each week or each night. But when we open the floor up for him, he's a slasher. He can drive. He's got the athleticism to finish at the rim. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching him play this year for sure.
Now let's talk a little bit about your underclassmen. We talked about Anderson, and again, just like last year, coming off of an injury, just a poor kid, just can't get things through football season, it seems.
Yeah. Unfortunate, football is not being kind to him. But fortunately for me, it happened the first game of the season. So he's fully healed. He's back in shape. He's looking good in the first three practices of the season here. And then Raiden Norton as well, running cross country this fall. So he's obviously in shape and he's got good games. So looking forward to seeing what those guys can do this season.
Yeah, and Raiden's one of those kids that I always think there's always a kid out there on the team that usually plays maybe a little bit bigger than his size shows. He's not worried about getting in there and scrapping and getting that basketball for you.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a great basketball IQ, and he understands playing the ball off the rim on rebounding. Yeah, he's one of the best I've ever seen at high pointing the ball on the rebounds. And he grew a couple inches this summer, so he's got some good length to him, and he's got some nice moves in the paint if he can penetrate, and looking forward to watching him play.
Well, that's always a great thing about it, as the kids continue their high school careers, that they do get a little bit maybe bulkier and a little bit taller also. Let's talk about the rest of the team. Those are basically some of the guys that we'll be seeing right off the get-go, but maybe some of the guys off the bench for you.
Yeah. The younger guys, we got some guys with some experience last year, Mason Hagen, Hunter Craven, Jackson Halleck. They'll probably see some pretty good minutes this year on varsity. Jamison Painter's coming along pretty good. He's got a pretty good shot this year. He could play some minutes. And then we got a newcomer, Dylan Benamorito, as a sophomore coming in. And we'll see what he brings to the table. And then for freshmen, we got some good freshmen coming in, Cole Otten, Zach Swanson, and Lucas Clay. And doors open for them, you know, with our limited numbers. So looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table.
Defense, basically a key in high school boys basketball. That's probably going to be one of the main topics, that and rebounding, trying to push through to these youngsters as you're early into this season in practice.
Yeah. You know, we don't have a lot of size, but we have athleticism, great athleticism top to bottom. So we're going to have to hustle on defense, play good team defense, pressure the ball a little bit, and try to get, you know, the opponents out of sorts a little bit. We got to try to keep the ball out of the middle. if it gets in the middle, we're probably in trouble with our size discrepancy.
Well, as you head into the first game of the season, let's just kind of talk about what you know about your opponent. And maybe these, I'm sure these kids, you know, they know a lot about the team that they're playing in Boyd County that you open up with on December 2nd.
Yeah, they bring back a lot of talent from last year. I think they're definitely going to be tough, and they got I think they brought back their old coach Carlson is back in, so they're going to be a tough opponent this year. And then the next night we follow them up with Burwell, and you know Burwell always is a tough matchup. So, but the boys are looking good in practice, and we're looking forward to getting after it.
And C27 this year in the districts, Neely, Oakdale, North Central, Summerlin, and West Holt. Maybe a goal for you as, again, whoever has the highest points hosts the sub-districts.
Yes. Yeah, I was excited when I saw the sub-district pairings come out. I think it's wide open. The team that can prepare and get better throughout the season has a pretty good shot of coming out on top there.
Well, we look forward to the North Central Knights. We'll be covering quite a few of their games this year, Coach Graff, and wish you the best of luck throughout the season.
I appreciate it, and thanks for following us, and thanks for having me.